Talk to me.
Welcome back to Product Sourcing Radio with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
Today we are speaking with Ted Hurlbut of HurlbutAssociates.com. That's H-U-R-L-B-U-T, Associates.com, about good practices in inventory planning. Ted, you were mentioning about building a sales plan, and the first question you have to ask is, what is the most likely level of sales from stock, like excluding special orders, by month? And then once you've done that, what is the next step in developing your open-to-buy plan?
Well, the next piece of it, Colette, is to determine an inventory plan, to build out an inventory plan, again, by month for each of the categories that you're planning. The critical question to ask is, how much inventory do I need at the end of each month to support the next month's level of sales that I've planned? In some cases, you may need to have a little bit more than 1 month forward. You may want to plan for the next couple of months of sales. But the critical question is, how much inventory do I need at the end of each month to support the future sales? And then from there, you're able to determine how much inventory receipts you need to bring in, what your level of receipts are. If you know what your beginning inventory for a given period is, for instance, and you know what you expect to sell in that period, and you know what you want to end with in that period, you can from there calculate how much you need to bring in to support those sales and to support that ending inventory. And that's the critical thing that that we're trying to get to. Many smaller independent retailers, e-business sites, will look at the receipts and say, well, what do I want to bring in? What do I want to bring in? But they haven't started at the beginning of the process by asking themselves, how much do I expect to sell and how much inventory do I need to have on hand to support those sales? Mm-hmm. Those are the two questions that really drive the answer of how much do I need to bring in. And once you have that by category, by month, how much I need to bring in, having derived that from your sales and your inventory plans, you now have a purchasing budget. So if you're doing this pre-season, when all good planning should be done, you can go into the market and you know on a monthly basis by category in retail dollars what you need to be buying and slotting for delivery into those periods. It helps you flow your inventory. It assures that you don't have too much inventory too early in a season that could back up on you and create some markdown pressure. It really does answer the question, how much do I need to bring in and when do I need to bring it in? In addition to that, it gives you a real check on, if I'm bringing this inventory in at this period, at this point in time, I know that I'm going to have a payable on that maybe 30 days out, maybe 60 days out. And now you've got those numbers that you can plug into your cash flow plan as well.
That's great. And also the other thing that it does for you is, if you have a long lead time with your suppliers, and you know that lead time and you know what that projection is going to be, you can plan much more accordingly.
Well, I'm a big believer that as soon as, if you are operating a seasonal business, and most businesses do have some seasonality to them, that as soon as the season ends, that's when you should be planning for the next season. For a couple of reasons. First of all, that's when your experience from this prior season is most fresh in your mind. And the second of all is that for those things that have the longest lead times, it gives you the opportunity at a very early stage to know what you want to do going forward, so that when you're dealing with those vendors that do have the longer lead times, you are in fact dealing from a plan as opposed to dealing a little bit more from the seat of your pants because you haven't gotten around to doing the plan just yet. So I do recommend trying to put your plans together for a season as soon as that prior season is just completed.
That's a great point of advice. Now, what about new entrepreneurs who are just getting started and they don't really have a prior season to kind of work from? Do you recommend, you know, continually going into that open-to-buy plan and making adjustments based on the current information that they have, you know, what their projected sales were maybe just the previous month, for
example? Well, you know, even for somebody that's brand new starting out, I think that at the beginning of the process, as they are starting out, it's important to try to craft a plan as best as you can. Vendors oftentimes can be a valuable source of information. You can't count on them to do your planning for you, but they can provide you guidance as to how much you should expect to sell, how quickly you can expect to sell, what months that it might be most saleable in. But it's important because one of the key things that a plan does give you is a series of benchmarks. And as you get into a season, whether you're established or whether you are new starting out, it's important to have those benchmarks so that you can evaluate your progress as you're going through a season against what you expected to happen. That you're able to compare planned sales versus actual sales, planned ending inventories versus what you actually did end with inventories, what you planned to bring in for inventory receipts versus what actually did come in. So whether you're just starting out or whether you are established, having those series of benchmarks going into the season, having done that planning, is critically important so that once you do get into the season that you've got some basis for making decisions and managing your inventory so that you are staying on track and inventory is not building up and pushing you into a place where you're going to have excessive markdowns and you're going to start seeing your margins start to erode.
Now, are there any existing systems that have open-to-buy functionality already incorporated into them?
Some retail software packages have open-to-buy modules as an add-on option. There are very few where it's part of the core package, especially for smaller, more entrepreneurial type of retailers or e-businesses. They do struggle with this because they don't have the functionality in their systems. Larger retailers, they've got this functionality and more to manage it. For many of my clients, I find that the most cost-effective solution, both from a cash flow basis as well as from an open-to-buy, is to develop something off-system on a spreadsheet. It's not that complicated to do, and for a lot of my clients, that's exactly what I do for them.
Good old Excel.
Yep.
Always keep coming to it. I swear I must run my personal site. I swear I must use Excel for nearly everything.
Well, you know, the great thing about it is that no two businesses are alike, and so their needs from an open-to-buy basis are never alike. And for, you know, smaller independent retailers, e-business websites, having the capability to tailor something to their specific need is critical to really making the tool work for them.
That's a very great point. What about other critical metrics that a retailer should keep an eye on, you know, beyond sales and inventory levels?
Well, I think that the one great overlooked metric is gross margin, both gross margin percentage and gross margin dollars. Gross margin dollars is the lifeblood of any business, retail business, e-business. It's those dollars that are available after you've paid the vendors to pick up all the other things that, you know, whether it's advertising or payroll or utilities, whatever it may be that needs to be picked up, those are the dollars that are paying for it. So I've oftentimes seen clients that are, you know, concerned about sales in any given period, but we've been really focusing on margin, and I point out to them, yes, but look at all the additional gross margin dollars you generated in this period, and suddenly they're starting to realize that what they thought was maybe a bit of a soft period in their business was really they'd done very, very well because they'd generated a lot more gross margin dollars than they had in the prior year, and they were really feeling good about it. Gross margin as a percentage metric is very important as well, because that's a function of what your initial markups are, as well as what kind of markdowns you're having to take in order to move product through. Your gross margin dollars can be improved by trying to find opportunities to get additional markup, as well as by trying to manage your inventory a little bit tighter so that you don't have that markdown erosion.
So how about some other terms that we've heard? Inventory turnover, gross margin return on an inventory investment. There's so many keyword terms in the subject.
Certainly are. These are critical metrics for measuring how well inventory is being managed. And even for smaller businesses, you know, these type of metrics can be very illuminating and help people understand really how successful they're doing. The key to any retailer's success is to turn their inventory into cash at the best possible markup as quickly as they can, and then buy more inventory and turn that into cash as quickly as they can. It sounds sort of simple, but at core, that's really what the mission is. And implicit in that kind of a statement is the fact that turning your inventory over as quickly as you can is a critical mission to keeping the inventory fresh and keeping the cash flow coming. And so inventory turnover is pretty straightforward. It's how many times was I able to turn my inventory during the year into cash, buy more and turn that into more cash. And the basic calculation there is you take the sales during the course of the year at the retail value, and then you take the average inventory and divide the sales by the average inventory. You derive at the average inventory by most times looking at the ending inventories for each of the months. And you're doing sales at retail value. You do the average inventory at retail value, and that'll tell you what your turnover is. In some cases, you need to do it on a cost basis, the cost of the inventory that you sold versus the average inventory value at cost. But basically, we're saying, based upon the average inventory, how many times did you turn that over? And keeping your inventory fresh is critically important, again, from a business fundamental standpoint. Customers like fresh inventory. They like new things. Things that aren't hanging around for a long time create a greater sense of urgency in customers. So inventory turnover is a critical metric. The second one is gross margin return on investment. And that's a little bit more involved, but it really answers a basic question. How many gross margin dollars, which we just talked about, did the inventory investment generate during the year to pay all of the other business expenses? And here's where it factors in inventory turn, combining a little bit with the margin percentage. And the basic calculation there that I like to use, I like to state it in terms of dollars. You should take the total gross margin dollars that were generated for the year, and you divide that by the average inventory value. And basically what it's saying, if I had a dollar of average inventory during the course of the year, how many gross margin dollars did that generate for me in return? And it's a critical measure of how well that inventory is performing. Again, we started out the program by saying that inventory for an e-business is the critical active asset. And so now we're measuring, well, how well did that active asset perform during the course of the year?
Well, Ted, thank you so much. We only have about 30 seconds left. So do you have any final thoughts on inventory productivity that you'd like to go over?
Well, I guess I would just leave with the concept that once you measure what your metric is, how you're doing in turnover, how you're doing in GMROI, there's no such thing as standing still. If you don't know that you're moving forward, then most likely you're going backwards, and it's always important to be moving forward.
Well, that's a great comment. Well, that's our time for today with Ted Herbert of HerbertAssociates.com. Ted, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Colette.
Coming up next, our Product Source of the Week segment, when Product Sourcing Radio continues. I'm Colette Marshall.
You're listening to Product Sourcing Radio with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
Timely communications with clients and prospective clients is the lifeblood of any business. If you want your small business to project a Fortune 500 image, then check out the toll-free voicemail and virtual phone services at intouchsys.com. Now even home offices have affordable access to world-class features such as personalized greetings, multiple voicemail extensions, call forwarding, and music on hold. Calls are answered professionally 24/7. Automate many of the tasks that you normally handle by phone and fax, freeing up your time to build your business. There are no long-term contracts, no equipment to install, no busy signals, and no headaches. Starting at only $9.95 a month, it's like having your own personal assistant for pennies a day. Through strategic partnerships, we also provide you with tools to help keep your clients longer and have them happily refer others to you. Get a Fortune 500 image today with services from intouchsys.com. That's intouchsys.com.
There are only two ways to get out of debt. You inherit it, or you earn more. If you're looking for the right opportunity to work from home, be with your kids, and earn enough money to live the life you've always dreamed about, then log on to workfromhomewithus.com. If you're like most of us, you're thinking, can I really make money at home, or is this a ripoff? WorkFromHomeWithUs.com is the program you've heard about on the top three radio networks in America, with some of the most credible talk show hosts talking about it. Why does the program work? WorkFromHomeWithUs.com has personal business coaches who are available daily to support your success each step of the way. We provide you with ongoing support, mentoring, goal setting, hands-on training, everything you need, because we want you to succeed. Log on to WorkFromHomeWithUs.com and we'll rush your Getting Started package to you immediately. Start the process to earn more money right now at workfromhomewithus.com.
Ooh, those stale odors you smell inside your home or office are most likely bacteria, mold, or mildew. Now, Lasting Planet offers you Hygienic Air, the natural solution to clean your environment. Effective in sick buildings, Hygienic Air is clinically tested and proven to help eliminate mold and mildew. Placed in a room or HVAC system, the continuous action of Hygienic Air lasts for months, protecting your home, office, car, RV, or boat. It also comes in a non-aerosol spray that works on contact, actually penetrating the micromembrane where pathogens live. Environmentally safe, it generates no ozone, needs no electricity, and uses no harsh or caustic chemicals, just pharmaceutical-grade tea tree oil, farmed as a renewable resource. Visit our website, lastingplanet.com, to learn how Hygienic Air cleans the air you breathe. Lastingplanet.com, environmentally conscious products to improve your life and your world. Our world, lastingplanet.com. Dealer inquiries invited.
Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At NoMoreWebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all, NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
Spend more time with your pets and less time at the pet store. Let's face it, you love your dog, cat, bird, or fish. They are not just pets. They are a big part of your life, and they deserve the very best. If you have never ordered online before, we can save you time and money. At OnlinePetCareProducts.com, we have everything you need at up to 50% savings compared to retail stores. That's 50% less, and your pet care products are delivered right to your door. The high-quality products your pet deserves. We carry just about everything, and our site is simple and easy to use. Log on to OnlinePetCareProducts.com. That's www.OnlinePetCareProducts.com. And see how we can save you time and money. We carry everything from collars to feeding supplies to prescription and non-prescription medicines. And you sure can't beat our prices. That's www.OnlinePetCareProducts.com.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand. Log on, listen, and learn.